Is your sleep sabotaging your migraine relief? Today, we're unpacking four types of insomnia that could be quietly triggering your next attack. Welcome to the Migraine Heroes podcast, a podcast for people living with chronic migraines, years of pain, misunderstanding, and no answers. I'm Diane Ducarme, and I've helped more than 1,000 people reduce the burden of migraines and feel more in control. Each episode brings you grounded insight into what your body might be asking for and what can truly help. Before we dive in, a quick word. Last week, I received an email from Julie, a customer of ours. And in her email, Julie shares that she has just received her new lab results showing that every marker has improved. Her thyroid are now within normal range. Her thyroid antibodies were cut in half. Her cholesterol, liver enzymes, and insulin are now all in healthy ranges. And most importantly, of course, her migraines have significantly reduced in intensity and in frequency. And her message reminded me of something I see again and again in this work. The moment migraines stop feeling random and start making sense, everything begins to shift. You know what you're working with, and you know what to do next. That kind of clarity comes from slowing down and looking at the whole picture, your medical history, your patterns, your other symptoms, your questions. And so this month, I've set aside time to personally hold more of these 90-minute migraine sessions that offer such clarity and offer them at no cost. If that feels important for you, you can book that session at no cost with the link in the podcast show notes or download the Migraine Heroes app. Complete your getting started steps, and you'll see how to reserve your session. Now, take a deep breath and let's dive in. In this episode, you will learn how to recognize which sleep pattern might be setting off your migraines and what makes each one different. The exact hormonal and neurological links between poor sleep and migraines, so you can start working with your biology. An East meets West framework that helps you rebuild healthy sleep by working with your body, not overriding it. Stay with me till the end, because at the end of the episode, you will get one powerful calming step you can take tonight to start shifting your sleep patterns and reduce your migraine load. So let's be real. Poor sleep can feel like the first domino in a migraine spiral you can't escape. You're exhausted, you're wired, you can't think straight. And just as you start to drift off, your brain kicks into high gear. Or maybe it's 3 a.m. and you're wide awake, watching the clock, dreading the migraine that will greet you in the morning, or even worse, woken up by pain. You're not imagining this. Science confirms what you've been living. Insomnia is not a single experience. And when it comes to migraine, the type of insomnia you struggle with can tell us a lot about what your body and brain might be missing. So let's look at the four main types of insomnia from a Western perspective. The first one is sleep onset insomnia, when your body is exhausted, but your brain missed the memo. So you get into bed hoping for rest, and your brain decides it's the perfect time to replay conversation, plan tomorrow, solve problems, and question every life choice since 2009. You're tired, you're deeply tired. But you're wired in that cruel way where sleep feels just out of reach. The more you want it, the louder the thoughts get in. Scientifically, this is called sleep onset insomnia, often linked to hyperarousal, meaning your nervous system stays in the on mode when it should be powering down. Second type of insomnia is sleep maintenance insomnia. It's the 2 to 4 a.m. why am I awake special. You fall asleep, fine, victory. And then your eyes snap open in the middle of the night like an unwanted internal alarm clock. No noise, no reason. You're just wide awake, staring into the dark, bargaining with yourself to please, please, please go back to sleep. Now this pattern, sleep maintenance insomnia, meaning sleep is initiated normally but can't be sustained through the night. The third type is early morning awakening, the too early, too alert wake up no one asks for. You wake up earlier than you need to, 5 a.m., sometimes a bit earlier, and there's no drifting back to sleep. Your eyes are wide open, your brain is on, and your body feels tense instead of restored. Scientifically, this is called early morning awakening insomnia, often linked to shifts in circadian rhythms and stress hormone timing. And then the fourth one is the mixed insomnia. It's when sleep feels like a chaotic mystery box. Some nights you can't fall asleep, other nights you wake up halfway through, sometimes both, because of course there is no clear pattern, no dependable rhythm, just the sense that sleep itself has become completely unreliable. And so this is known scientifically as mixed insomnia, meaning multiple sleep processes are dysregulated at the same time. Now, each of those patterns is going to influence the migraine brain differently. The first one, that sleep onset insomnia, aka difficulty to fall asleep, wired at night migraine patterns. So when you can't fall asleep, your nervous system is often stuck in a hyperarousal state we've talked about, so too much on signal. And in migraine brains, it tends to lower the attack threshold. You start the night already revved up. Then you stack sleep loss on top of it, and that combo often maps to stress-linked migraines. Can't switch off migraines. The next day, attacks that feel like your brain is already inflamed before breakfast. And science-wise, insomnia is common in migraine, and sleep fragmentation or deviation from your usual sleep tends to be a key driver of the sleep-migraine relationship. Now, the second type, that sleep maintenance insomnia, aka middle of the night awakenings, is going to lead to night early morning attacks and migraine hangover days. So this is the 2 to 4 a.m. pop awake pattern. You fall asleep, then your sleep gets fragmented. In migraine, fragmentation tends to matter because broken sleep disrupts the deep restorative phases your brain uses to reset sensitivity. People often report either a night early morning onset of migraine or waking up with, I'm not in pain yet, but I'm off feeling. So fog, nausea, sensory sensitivity that can slide into a full attack. And science-wise, that sleep fragmentation is repeatedly highlighted as a major driver in sleep-migraine link. And migraine attacks themselves show circadian timing patterns with early morning, late night peaks in many studies. Then we have the third type, which is the early morning awakening insomnia, aka the terminal insomnia. So that's going to lead to wake-up migraine and morning peak patterns. So waking up too early and being unable to return to sleep tends to line up with circadian rhythm timing problems. And for migraine brains, that early switch can coincide with the body's natural morning ramp up. So that's alertness of hormones, light exposure, sensory input. And if your system is already sensitized, that morning surge tends to be enough to tip someone into a wake-up migraine or a migraine that blooms fast in the first hours of the day. Science-wise, migraine onset shows circadian variation, so often early morning, late night peaks, and broader circadian biology, melatonin, cortisol timing, and that's all frequently discussed in the migraine sleep literature. Now the fourth one, the mixed insomnia, aka combined onset and maintenance issues, is going to give a higher burden, more frequent attacks, and higher chronification risk. So when it's both hard to fall asleep and hard to stay asleep, you're dealing with a more global sleep dysregulation pattern. And in migraine, that tends to correlate with more disability and more frequent attacks because your brain never gets a stable nightly reset. Over time, it's going to contribute to a cycle where poor sleep increases migraine frequency and migraine worsens sleep, a feedback loop that can push some people towards chronic migraine patterns. Again, tends to, not always. So science-wise, insomnia is more prevalent in people with migraine. Poor sleep quality is common in migraine cohorts, and insomnia has been discussed as a potential contributor to migraine chronification. So to sum up, each sleep pattern that you see in the West maps to different neurological and hormonal imbalances, but all of them can feed the migraine beast if not addressed. Now let's shift to the East. In traditional Chinese medicine, it has always treated sleep as a dialogue with time, not a random on-off switch. In traditional Chinese medicine, the night is mapped hour by hour through what is called the Chinese organ clock. And that's a framework showing when different organ systems are meant to rest, repair, and regulate the body. And when sleep breaks in a specific time, troubling falling asleep, waking up at 2 to 3 a.m., waking up too early. It is seen less as insomnia per se, but more as information. And your body isn't misbehaving, it's communicating where balance is missing. And so the goal isn't to knock the system out with a pill, but to listen to the timing and restore harmony so sleep can return naturally. I remember the story of Jade from Singapore. We had been working together and she was over the moon, not with migraines anymore. And 1 or 2 weeks later, she calls me and she says, something really interesting happened. And I thought, and she says in French, je veux rendre à César ce qui est à César. So I want to give to Caesar what's to Caesar. And I'm like, what could she possibly mean? And she says, I've been watching my watch and it has all of my sleep. And I noticed that my deep sleep doubled. And you're the only thing that changed in my life. So clearly you did this. Can you explain to me how you managed to double my deep sleep? Anyway, this is the first time. It was back in 2019 or 20. And I said, oh, of course, I can't make you have much less migraines unless you sleep well. Just amazed. I thought it was quite, you know, normal or expected, but clearly it shocked her. And this is really when I started to look into sleep and then start to monitor sleep as a symptom inside the app. Now, back to TCM. So for example, difficulty falling asleep in the evening often points to stomach spleen or heart and shen, mind spirit agitation. So too much mental activity, emotional unrest, overstimulation that keeps the mind from settling. Waking between 1 and 3 a.m. So here you're going to notice we're not talking 2 to 4, we're actually on a different clock. So 1 to 3 a.m. is classically associated with the liver system, which is going to govern flow, emotional processing, and detoxification. So as some of you know, I lived in China, in Shanghai for 5 years. And of course, I had a lot of food takeaways. And part of that, I was exposed to a lot of MSG, which at some point my liver had had too much of. And so one thing I noticed, it was quite subtle, but if I was having MSG, you know, part of my dinner, I would wake up straight at 1 a.m., very predictably so. And so until I clean my liver from that MSG post exposure, and then now it's fine. But it's really like you feel like it's a clock, like you have a meeting with your liver. And, you know, once it's its time, it's like you start by saying, hey, I'm really grumpy. What did you do wrong today or this month? Now, early morning waking, particularly between 3 and 5 a.m., maps to the lung system. So more linked to grief, depletion, and the ability of letting go. And each timing pattern is going to give us a clue, not a diagnosis, but a direction that we can look at the broader picture with other symptoms. And so what's powerful about this framework is that it shifts the solution away from sedation and toward internal balance. Instead of forcing sleep, traditional Chinese medicine is going to work to calm what's overactive, nourish what's depleted, and help energy move where it's stuck through food, rhythm, breath, gentle herbs, emotional regulation, and lifestyle alignment with natural cycles. And when the liver softens, the heart settles, when the system feels safe, the mind can rest. And sleep in this view isn't something you chase, it's something that returns once the body feels coherent again. And this is why traditional Chinese medicine doesn't ask, how do we make you sleep? It asks, what keeps your system from resting? So what can you do today? Tonight, try this. Before going to bed, turn off your screens, of course, dim your lights, and place your fingertips on the inside of your wrist, right at the crease. And that's heart 7, one of the acupuncture points. Gentle press and breathe into it for 1 to 2 minutes on each side. And that simple acupressure point helps calm the shen, quiet the mind, and prepare the body for rest. So sleep disturbances rarely show up alone in migraine. I really invite you to explore the podcast topics that resonate with you and slowly assemble the pieces of your migraine puzzle. And remember, every small step you take moves you closer to freedom. You are powerful, you are resilient, and you are no longer alone. Keep rising, migraine hero.